today on Working in the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, you've lived in several different cities, right?
Yeah, I have. Why? Are you thinking of moving?
Well, I was considering moving from East Falls Church to West Falls Church.
Wow, you're a regular Liam McIndoe. All right, Patrick, it's been cold lately.
Yes, it
here
has, Jim.
In the D.C. area, or some people refer to it the DMV. The DMV,
that's right.
Not where you get your driver's license, but it means, District, Maryland, Virginia,
right,
DMV.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you can shuttle between those three municipalities within, like, what, I don't know, 20 minutes, right? Yeah. You can cross two state lines within 20 minutes.
You hit it at the right time.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, it's been cold, but we think it's going to get a little bit warmer.
We hope
which
so.
Which is nice. It's been a cold winter for us. Normally, it's more mild than this, but I guess that happens every once in a while.
Actual winter this year. Strange.
That's okay with me. I'm able to fly the flannel. Yeah, I got
that. That's right.
That's all right. So it works. Okay. This show is Rockin' the Suburbs. We're in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia. Talking about music, I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And this week is Listener New Music Week. We do this once a month. Look back at the prior month. That would be January.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, we're in the midweek now. So we got a couple of callers today. And let's see, who are we starting with here? Oh, yeah, this fellow.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my January new music picks. My first pick is More Pressure by Kay Tempest from my forthcoming album called The Line is a Curve. I was first introduced to Kay's music via the album Let Them Meet Chaos from 2016. I'd moved to London in 2017, and that album feels like living in London to me. Not necessarily the themes of the album or the story of the album, but more about being part of a massive city like London. The one thing I really like about Kay's records are the words. The language and the words is just something that I can't fathom how someone could put that together. The new song, More Pressure, has the feeling of Let Them Meet Chaos, with its driving synth backing and rhythmic vocal delivery. Kay's words speak a lot about connection and connecting with people, really getting past all of the noise that gets in the way. It's a cool song, and it's got me really excited about the new record.
More pressure, more release, more relief, more belief. More distance, more reach. The truth is, I don't know, it's so deep. I know nothing. I used to think things were so clear. I was so near to nowhere. I could feel everything in me pushing for certain. Certains are flimsy. Rock solid ground beneath me now tells me there's no ground at all. More pressure, more release. Your eyes, your cheeks, your features crease. More desire, less deceit, less complex, more complete. Less push, more flow, please let me let go. Get it all out of you, let it surprise you. I was in a party face, mostly eyeballs. Chin deep in a bag of white lies, saying I'm sick and tired of my own advice. I see it now, so perfect, but so hard to put into practice. One step forwards, two steps backwards. One soul's epiphanies, another soul's madness. I saw the truth in the curls of the vanishing girl. Hands like cobwebs dangling, eyes like deep sea dive. She said, stop worrying, man, stop panicking. Karma. Clearer, closer, nearer. More grounded, more rooted, less convoluted. More stillness, more movement, more existence, less improvement, more decisions, less solutions, less inhibition, less confusion, more intuition, more connection, more nature, more protection, more abundance, more reflection, less instruction, more comprehension.
Okay, that's a cool tune. I totally get what Liam is saying. How it's like, sounds like the city.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. You know,
it's got that. There's just something about like sort of the beat, the sort of urgency of it, right?
Yeah.
It's just, it, that's what it sounds like.
Totally agree. I mean, I could see having that on your headphones or earbuds or whatever you use walking down a city street and feeling like you're in a movie or like an opening of a TV show. Like, totally agree with that. Yeah, very cool. Reminded me a little bit too of the Sleaford Mods, which is a band I love too. Nice. So really nice.
Yep. Okay, so that's one of Liam's picks. His message continues.
I've been struggling between two songs for my second pick. I'm hoping that Nicholas will pick Eyes of Oblivion by the Helicopters, but I'm going to pick Dublin Boys, Fontaine's DC, with Jackie Down the Line from their forthcoming album called Skinty Far, which is an Irish phrase apparently, one I've never heard anyway, which means Damnation of the Deer. This track seems more mature to me, building on their previous record, A Hero's Death. I really like where this band is going with their sound. It's like dark art rock to me, and it's a real earworm of a song. I also really love the nonchalant doo-doo-doos and la-la-las at the start and end of the song. It's pretty cool. So the day I'm recording this, which is the 22nd of January, Ireland has finally removed almost all COVID restrictions, including those on live shows. Live shows haven't been possible for a few months in 2021 since the start of all of this, so I'm really hoping to see this band live soon. And just to bring this call full circle, the last live show I saw in late 2019 was Kay Tempest. Anyway, that's all from me. I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Fontaine's DC, Jackie Down the Line. I think we were both big fans of Fontaine's DC, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I concur with what Liam was saying there, Jim, about the direction this band's going in. I was just looking here on their page on the internet, and it's like 2019. That's barely 2 years plus, right? And already they've put out three albums, and they've come a long way since Big, the first song I heard, which... You know,
yeah, it was remember
just,
that?
Yeah, it was just one of those, I'm here, pay attention to me. songs.
I think we were excited about that when it first came out. Yeah. Remember that? I think that you could go back and find that in our archives.
Yeah, yeah. It was like this new song and we love it. And it's just like, hey, look at me, look at me. And now they're doing something much more subtle. I had no idea they had a new album coming out. I'm really excited. Thank you, Liam. Looks like it's going to be April or something, according to the early rumors here, but man, that's great. And I'd love to see these guys live too. I haven't never seen them. And
well, you may have that opportunity because our friend Snyder bought like four tickets.
He did. I remember this now. Yes, I remember. Yes. Yeah.
He was excited and he got two, and then he heard this song, I think, and then he was like, I'm buying two more
because
I know more people are going to want to go with me to this show. Like, he was like that excited about it.
Yeah.
I think he's got a set if we want to go. I think they're at 9:30.
I'm all for Mike buying tickets when he's excited.
I know.
Because that's how we got
it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that's how we got our M. Dumoktar tickets as well. So that's great. I'll get that money to you, Mike, you know, eventually. So don't.
That's right.
No, that's great. Thank you, Liam. And Liam does such a great job with his calls, with the background teasers and everything. I love it.
He's
great. So great.
I just want to know where Liam has not lived because... I remember him saying before, so he's in Dublin now. He's originally from New Zealand.
Right.
He's mentioned before that he's lived in Australia. Mm-hmm. And I believe this is the first time I've heard him mention living in London.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect the next time he calls, he'll be like, living in like Iowa or something, you know. He'll be like,
that's right,
this is Liam in Des Moines calling for
or
with my new music picks,
Barcelona or something like that. Yeah.
I've been everywhere, man. That's
there you go.
Liam's song. All right, so let's see, where are we now? Here's today's second caller.
Hey Jim, Pat, interns, fellow members of the Rocking the Suburbs community, Jason Goble checking in with two for the month of January, new music picks. My first pick is the latest from the Wombats, Fix Yourself, Not the World. Like a lot of the stuff I call in about, this is a band that I had heard of, never really listened to. Decided to give this a shot when I read the Apple Music blurb that kind of described the sound of the album as sort of LCD sound system meets the Talking Heads. I just think this is a great, upbeat, alternative dance rock album, perfect for January, you know, where the month is usually kind of dreary, and nice music to keep up your spirits. Lots of great songs on this. The two that really stand out for me is This Car Drives All By Itself, as well as If You Ever Leave, I'm Coming With You. But the whole album itself is great, and highly recommended if you haven't listened to it yet.
Okay, there you go. The Wombats, and this in some way reflects upon the previous caller, right? Aren't wombats from like Australia or something? Do I have that right?
Yeah, they're definitely not American.
I don't mean necessarily the band. I don't know where the band is from, but I meant the actual animal wombats, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Aren't they Australian?
I think you're right. Yeah, I believe they yes. they come from down under. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird animals down there.
There are.
In that part of the world. But anyway, let's move on. I don't know the band, the Wombats. I mean, they're one of those bands I've heard of, but probably kind of like what Jason said. Like, I don't think I've ever listened to their stuff. Are you familiar with them at all?
Just vaguely. I'm looking here. They are from Liverpool. I've heard some of their tracks here and there. I know they have a really good reputation, and I think Jason was right on with his assessment there about dance rock. Keep your spirits up right during a dreary time. It's one of those dance in your room, dancing with myself kind of records, and it sounded really good to me. They have a pretty extensive discography here, but the new music picks to me are just, you know, about reacting to what you hear. And I really like that. It seems like a great anecdote to a lot of stuff. It reminded me a little bit of that, you know, that whole Madchester, you know, kind of thing, Happy Monday and all that. Yeah.
Yes, so which I really like, me by too. The way. I really like that type of music. Yeah.
Yeah. That 24-hour party people vibe, side of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. All right.
Nice pick.
Yeah. Jason's message continues, though. He has a second pick.
Cool.
My second pick, I'm going to go with a cover. It's Cat Power's cover of the song These Days, originally done by Nico and, of course, written by Jackson Brown. I just think it's a beautiful cover and really enjoyed it. And that's my pick, Cat Power's cover of These Days. Hope all are doing well and staying safe. And thanks again.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Now, we'll do the Cat Power cover of the Nico song as the play out.
Perfect.
Setting ourselves up for the wrath of Scott Isom. Does not like that we just... He thinks we're dissing the cover songs, but anyway. Here's one thing I want to say about this particular song.
Mm-hmm.
Remember a while back we did an episode where I talked about watching the Velvet Underground documentary?
Yes.
When I sat down to watch that documentary, the one person I did not expect to see in it was Jackson Brown.
Yeah, right. A very young Jackson right? Brown. Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. there he was talking about the Velvet Underground yeah. because he had a connection because he wrote this song for Nico.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just unaware of that Jackson Brown would have any connection to a band like that, right? This is not my image of Jackson Brown.
Not at all. Totally surprising.
But
as,
cool.
Yeah, very cool. And as a young man, he was, you know, right. involved in quite a few scenes. He was very prodigious talent and remains that way. And this song, too, I haven't heard Cat Power's cover. I'm sure it's great because Chan Marshall, anytime she puts her artistic talent onto something, it comes out really well. The Royal Tenenbaums, a movie by Wes Anderson, there's a famous use of this song where Gwyneth Paltrow is getting off the bus to
you're right
meet with her half brother there. So that always sticks in my mind as well. At the bus station there on the Green Line bus.
Yeah, I recently rewatched that movie, and it's fantastic.
It really fantastic. Is. Anyone it's a classic.
Who hasn't, if you haven't seen The Royal Tenenbaums, it's one of the. Yeah. It's just a great movie.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay, so we'll play out with that, and then tomorrow, I think there's two more callers, and excellent. That'll wrap up January New Music, all right?
Great. Thank you, Jason.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
All right, we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
I've been not walking. Don't do too much talking these days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. All the times I had the chance to, I stopped my rambling. Don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about all the changes came about my way.
Green Line Bus.